WHO says the study provides scientific proof of what many have suspected all along. It finds disabled children are nearly four times at risk of abuse than their peers. Dr. Tom Shakespeare, a WHO Disability and Rehabilitation Officer, points out that families with children with disabilities are often poor, isolated, and stressed out.
It's also about the fact that children with disabilities are far more likely to be in institutions, and we know that institutions are places where abuse, neglect, and violence are more common.
WHO estimates that 5% of the world's children, or 93 million youngsters, are disabled. That definition covers physical disabilities such as cerebral palsy and muscular dystrophy, sensory impairments like blindness and deafness, Down syndrome, autism, and other learning disabilities, and mental illnesses like depression and anxiety. But it also includes children with debilitating health conditions that affect their functioning, such as asthma and diabetes.
They may be very used to exposing themselves. They may not expect privacy. For example, if you are being examined by doctors, carers, regularly, made stripped naked, shown off, poked and probed and generally demonstrated for medical reasons, or if you have a severe impairment, you may dissociate with your body. You may not feel very much that your body is your own. And perhaps when other people, for less progressive reasons, expose you or interfere with you, it may be all part of a continuum of physical invasion.
Dr. Christopher Micton, a WHO violence prevention officer, lists five strategies for prevention and protection. One calls for less institutionalization of disabled children and more community care, which could increase their overall quality of life. WHO recommends more assistance for families, including connecting them with support services and even financial resources, and also sending nurses to at-risk homes. Dr. Micton said disabled children also need to be taught how to recognize sexual abuse, such as inappropriate touching. This can be scaled to their level of understanding.
What happens here is that there are basically programs in schools. They teach children how to identify potentially risky situations. They teach them what's called body ownership, good touch, bad touch, to distinguish between an adult touching you in a sexual, non-sexual way, and also encouraging them to disclose any abuse that's occurred to a trusted adult.
While the study only covered wealthy countries due to the quality of available information, WHO was clear that abuse against disabled children happens in all societies. And it says it is the duty of government and civil society to ensure such victimization is exposed and prevented. Deanne Penn, United Nations.